Welcome to Run With It, Canada's running fitness and health program. On this month's episode, we have a Sun Run segment, so stay tuned for that. But first, let's go to our conversation with Janine Naiman, who talks about her new health project. Check this out.
I'm excited to have back on the show Janine Naiman. She's a holistic therapist specializing in yoga therapy and emotional freedom technique tapping. And she's back on the show to talk about her latest project. Welcome back, Janine.
Thanks so much for having me back, Christine.
Can't you see how excited I am? I just turned.
Yeah. I'm always happy to be here. Thanks.
Yeah. So you have many credentials. Like you are also a yoga instructor.
Yeah.
You're a Reiki master.
Reiki master. Yeah.
What else?
Spiritual coach. Oh. I'm trained in mat Pilates, Thai yoga massage. Yeah.
And is there a favorite?
No. That's the interesting thing. I actually get asked that quite a bit, like, what do I like the most? And the truth is it's who's in front of me. So all the training that I have, I simply use as tools, right? And my favorite is who's in front of me? What do they need from me? How can I help them the best possible way? So, you know, it might be the emotional freedom technique. It might be the yoga therapy. It might be, you know, spiritual coaching. So that's really my mandate is who's in front of me and what do they need from me?
You know, with a pandemic, is there more for the spiritual coaching a bit more, or does it matter?
Well, I think really people will, it just really depends. Like some people, when they approach me, they might need something a little bit more physical. You know, they have aches and pains from sitting around too much, or people that have been on Zoom all day, you know, have pain in their neck. Or other people might approach me and they really feel stuck in their mind, and that's when the EFT tapping might come in. So the EFT tapping is really great for sort of transforming our thought patterns. And, you know, so people say I might be stuck where I can't really get beyond, you know, this thought pattern, right? Where other people approach me and they really want to work on like chakras and you know, their energy and, you know, things like that. So really, you know, it's what I work on is mind, body, spirit. And that's the best part. And that's why it's more of a holistic therapy, because it's like we're not just a physical body, we're not just a mental, spiritual, or emotional, we're all of those things. And so when you approach someone in this way, like the way that I do, it really becomes an all-compassing way of healing. Yeah.
Mm. So you deal with people from all walks of life.
You bet.
From runners to, you know.
Yeah. I've had ultra marathoners and, you know, elite athletes all the way to grandmas. And I've even worked with children a few times.
Children.
Not very often, but I have worked with children a few times. So I don't really have like necessarily a perfect client. I'm really just open to whoever needs me. The way that I think of it is if you've made the effort to you know, approach me, then that's half the battle, right? To reach out and say I need help is half the battle, right? And so when someone does that, I show up for them and however they need me to. What can I do for you? How can I be of service for you? You know, how can I make you feel the best that you can? I really think of my job as empowering people.
Mm.
Empowering them to remember their wholeness, if that makes sense. To remember that they are okay exactly as they are, and they're already perfect, they're already healed, and all I just do is give them a little direction. a little nudge here and there, right? A little nudge here and there, right? And I say that to my clients all the time, you know. You know, we get this kind of way of thinking like there's something wrong with me. I'm bad, my bad back, my bad knees, my bad this, my bad habits. We call ourselves bad all the time. And I really encourage people to kind of turn that around and say it's the parts of you that just need a little help or need a little direction. And your body is amazing and it has the capacity to heal itself. We just haven't been trained, you know, we haven't been taught these ways of being and understanding. And so that's really the approach I take is, you know, you're fantastic as you are.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, I'm kind of a rah, rah, rah coach at the same time, right? And then I just, you know, help direct them again, whether it be the physical, spiritual, mental, or emotional aspects of what they need.
Yeah, yeah, accepting yourself, and it's okay to be vulnerable.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah. Yeah. And it's okay to say I need help, right? And that I can't do this alone. And And I'm a good, part of it is just to really be a good sounding board, right? To say, nothing that you say to me will be judged.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's important.
Yeah, and yeah. So you're like a renaissance person. I mean, it's amazing the work
Thank
that you,
you
do. It's healing,
it's
supportive, and you
yeah.
have a lot of patience.
Yeah,
it takes patience.
It does take patience, yeah.
And so your latest project, which is an exciting one.
Thank you.
Healthy Mind, Healthy Life.
Yeah.
So how did that idea come about?
Well, I began this Facebook group, and really I'm very passionate about mental health. And really the reason I'm kind of passionate about it is because that's what brought me into this industry in the first place. My personal journey started, 18 years ago, but I've actually been in the industry for 16. And for me, I was a mess. It's an absolute mess before I started any of this. And I had had a lot of, things in my past, but really what pushed me over the edge is I had a loss of two family members within a two-year time frame. My younger brother had passed away, and then 2 years later, my mom had passed away. And I really fell into the deepest depression, and had what they call complicated grief. My whole life shut down. I mean, not only I was swinging between panic attacks and depression, and really I sought help as much as I can. And in that help, one of the other things that I started to do was actually take yoga classes. And it was really that first yoga class, I was like, hey. I actually felt a little lighter after the first class, and I decided to kind of go down that rabbit hole. I had no idea how long, how many years I would be in it or how the depth of it, but really all the training that I've always done has always been cathartic at the same time. It's like, well, how can I help myself better so I can help people better? Because, I mean, for me, it's like, I'm no better than anyone. I've been through the same experiences of you as everyone. I've had depression, I've had anxiety, I've had, self-doubt, I've had, those times when I've, been really hard on myself, and we're always our own worst critic, aren't we?
Yes.
We're just awful, right? we're so awful to ourselves, right? And so how do I actually translate the heartache and the things that I've been through to actually turn around and say, you know what, I've been there, and I know what it feels like. You're not alone, and can I help you? And so that's really why I started that group. It's really a forum, it's a Facebook group, Healthy Mind, Healthy Life, to really, get the ball started and talking about it a little bit. And then what I'm going to be doing is actually launching some master classes soon. Yeah, on that group. The master classes will be on Monday, April 12th. And it's really fast, effective results for feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Fast, effective results
for feeling overwhelmed. Yeah, I'm a results person. So I almost would call myself an alchemist, whereas in I really want that transformation, right? And I really like to use evidence-based things to really help transform and help people through that. And then in that master series, I'm actually going to be introducing a six-month full transformational program for people too, so that they can actually be with me and through a six-month time frame, and then we really have one-on-one time with me, so that we can go through the full mind, body, spirit, working with anxiety, mental health, and all those things, right?
Yeah. So the group that you've created,
yeah.
It's a safe place, right?
You got it, yeah.
And what has the feedback been like?
Fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really been fantastic. Because I think, again, it's more that I'm interested in what you have to say. For me, I always have humility when I approach someone. I am not under the illusion that I know it all. And everyone I work with, I take it as, you're here to teach me. I'm here to learn from you as well. And when I have that kind of approach of, I know what I know, but you know what you know,
yes.
Right? You have life experience too. And I'm here to learn from you, and I'm working in a very kind of symbiotic relationship. And people like that. It's more of a community to say, hey, you know what? Life is crazy right now. I mean, it's just nuts. I mean, you know, we're being bombarded every single day, you know, from so much stuff. And to be actually to be able to say, yeah, I'm a little bit overwhelmed and what can I do about it? And that's where I really come in. It's sort of like, you know, talking about it is great, but I'm more like, okay, let's do this on a physical standpoint. Let's do this on a mental standpoint. Let's do this emotionally. Let's do this spiritually so that we can pick it up on all aspects. Because, I mean, when we talk about stress, we only think of it as one thing, but stress can actually affect us in all four of those aspects. You know, some people can be more spiritually stressed out. Some people can be more physically stressed out.
Yeah, and this group is needed. Like, you have the perfect recipe.
And
for mental well-being and, you know, any testimonials, like, you've had, like, say, oh, this is great, this, you know, you're having this Facebook group.
Yeah, well, I actually did, it was great, and I'll be doing this again, you know, coming soon, where I actually did a free evening of relaxation for people. It's funny because I think we all think we know how to relax, but the truth is that most of us don't know how to relax properly, and that is such an important key to healing. So there's an interesting saying that says you can only heal when the mind and the body are at rest.
Only heal when your mind and body are at rest.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So that's a really big key component to it as well. So yeah, you know, I'm offering, you know, free relaxation classes, and a couple of the ladies sort of said like even their dogs were relaxed. And yeah, the testimonials I get from people just never cease to amaze me of really when you give someone that sense of empowerment that they can do this, that they have the capacity to heal, that they have the capacity to help themselves, it's wonderful. And that's what thrills me is that part of it when somebody can say, hey, you know what, I got this. I got, you know, tools that I can pull out when I'm feeling overwhelmed and I have something that I can do in my life and concrete. And yeah, so it's great.
Well, you never cease to amaze me.
Thank you.
You have so much going on, and it's exciting. You know, I'm excited for you. So
Thank you. Where
do you see the project going?
Well, my hopes is really doing that 6-month really masterclass. That would be the where I see the project going, so that I can really, really take the time for people, right? Like I've done, you know, the masterclass will be great, but it's only, you know, over a 1-week period, right? And you're only going to get a glimpse. And the truth is that, you know, anxiety is really complicated. It's really complicated. And I'm going to, you know, suggesting to people to see their psychologist, to see their counselor. That's an important piece because I'm not that. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a counselor, but I understand how the mind works. So I really take on more of that yogic approach to it in that sense where we actually will do physical things, you know, in order to approach it. Yeah. Yeah, and the testimonials, you can take a look at my website.
I was getting that. You know, if people want more information, where can they go?
So my website is innerglowtherapy.ca, and then the Facebook group that we've already mentioned is Healthy Mind and Healthy Life, and my Instagram page is Holistic Health Therapy.
And congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
And you're going to have to come back.
Of course. I'd be happy to come back anytime.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Joining me is Tim Hopkins. He's the race director of the Vancouver Sun Run and is here today to talk about what's new in this year's Sun Run. Welcome.
Welcome indeed. Here we are less than, I think, about 50 days away from this year's first ever virtual Vancouver Sun Run.
Yeah. So how excited are you?
You know what? We're just really happy to be able to do something this year for the running community here in Metro Vancouver and really across Canada. The unique nature of a virtual event has allowed us to really reach parts of the country that we've never had people running in before. We've had people that have participated at our in-person events that now live all over the place who are back participating this year, which is a great upside of running a virtual event is engaging people right across the amazing country we live in.
Yeah, so as you said, across Canada, and you can run or walk.
Yeah, run or walk. We've kind of done it a little bit unique this year, and we really wanted people to participate. We didn't want to limit them, so we've kind of created a 12-day window or 10-day window where people can go out and run, and they can run it their way. So if for them they have to do 10 1Ks, or if they have to do 2 5Ks, that's the way that they can do their 10K. It doesn't have to be all in one. It's really about getting out, being active, and completing the 10K between April 18th and April 30th.
Wow. So it's from April 19th to April 30th, right? That you can run or walk.
Correct.
Yes. And so tell us about the mini run in case people don't want to do a 10K. They want to do something smaller.
Yeah, we've always had the Shaw Mini Sun Run, and the original event was created to engage really younger kids and families in getting them out and getting involved. But over time, our participants in the Mini Sun Run have evolved, and we have people that come out and do the 2.5K because they're not comfortable with the 10K. So it's a great opportunity for people to start their running career or start their walking career without having to set a goal of 10K. And again, people can go out and do it on their own time between the 18th and the 30th. And they just have to complete 2.5K. On our website, we'll have some recommended routes. As well, you can go on our partner's website, Running Room, and they have routes all over the country from their stores that people can follow one of their routes.
Yes, and it's so important right now, like during the pandemic, to, you know, lead a healthy lifestyle. And what a better way to have the 37th annual Vancouver Sun Run, do a virtual run across Canada, run or walk. And so tell us about your partnership with Pacific Blue Cross.
Yeah, so with Pacific Blue Cross, we really want to engage people. And this is where it was for them is getting people out and about and being healthy. And we know in the last year with lockdowns and people limiting their time outside and among others, mentally and physically, it is really beneficial to get out and walk and be active. And Pacific Blue Cross is in the industry of making people healthy and keeping people healthy. And they really believe in a healthy lifestyle is a way to get through the pandemic. And so they're encouraging their members across the country and the general public to go out and walk the event their own way or participate in it their own way. So it's not just about going out and running super fast and getting a 33-minute elite time. It's any time that you can take to do 10K, get out there and do it. And it'll be a positive experience for you. So they've been really great in promoting the event and participating in it in your own way. You know, if you want to do the 2.5K four times over the, 18th to 30th, you can do that. You just have to go out and total up 10K in that timeline.
Mm-hmm. And the thing too is that if people, like, can they join an in-training running or walking group?
There's, of course, virtual in-training. Running Room is doing virtual in-training programs. You can go to their website and sign up, and they have coaches that are taking you through. Of course, everything right now is virtual. There's no in-person. We want to be a great corporate citizen and stick to what Dr. Bonnie Henry is saying in public with getting people together. We want to keep people doing it virtually on their own, within their own bubble. We have lots of families that are registering, and they'll go out and they'll run together. But it's really about being active, being healthy, getting out, but following all the guidelines that we have to.
Yes. And, you know, it can be a family affair, right? I mean, it could, you know, maintaining a healthy lifestyle. And also, too, do you think that you could see this as, when we're over the pandemic, keep going as a virtual event?
For sure. One of the great things that has come out of virtual events is engaging people in different parts of the country. We do have participants in the U.S. as well. We have actually this year family teams. So people have gotten together their family, and they could have 20 members of their family spread across, 10 or 15 cities, yet they're all running on the same team. They'll all go out and run on the same day. And then they'll be able to do a Zoom call after the fact and celebrate the fact that they've all done 10K together. So we see in 2022, the potential for these teams to still exist with some of the members running in person and some being virtual.
Yes. And what are the benefits of participating in the Sun Run?
I'm wearing our 2021 virtual Vancouver Sun Run shirt right now. We've always done a shirt for each year. And this is the addition for this year. Nice and bright, trying to keep everybody happy and sunshine. But we're also doing the first ever medal for participating. Mm. We've never done a participant medal in the past. This year, all participants will receive the coveted virtual Vancouver Sun Run medal, which we're really looking forward to it. I think one thing that virtual events have got people out is that they've been able to do more and more events that they wouldn't have normally been able to do and collected more and more hardware. So we're glad to be a part of that. We're also going to do a unique a concert post-event where we're going to have some local bands. We have the list, but it's not been announced public. So we'll be doing that in a few weeks where all participants get an access to the backstage of this sort of post-event concert. So when we when you complete it, we'll be announcing sort of, this is the link, here you go, and everybody can come watch the talent. So instead of being inside BC Place and watching the main stage with bands, we'll just be doing it online. Again, trying to follow the rules and stay within the guidelines for now of virtual entertainment, but it's gonna be really unique and something that I think our participants will really enjoy.
Oh, this is so exciting. And Tim, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, we're still, registration's still open. Our team deadlines are coming up in March quickly. So if you want to get a team together, that's still an option. Same with our youth teams. If you want to put your youth team together, that deadline's coming up. And then we have registration open almost right up till race day of April 18th. But VancouverSunRun.com, just go on, log in, register, and start your training.
Yes, and thank you so much for your time, Tim, and I can't wait.
It's going to be an exciting event this year.
Thanks for watching. If you have a question or comment about today's episode, go to our website, runwithit.ca. Until next time, run with it.